There we go. Drinking on Purim, everyone's favorite sugya. Okay, so we have, of course, the Gemara in Megillah. Everyone knows this Gemara, so I'm not going to read it inside. I'll just quote it very briefly. Right? Rava says his famous din, get wasted on Purim, or something to that effect, right? What is, by the way, what does the word levesume mean, by the way? Is that what the word levesume actually means?
To get wasted.
So if you look at the Gemara at the end of Megillah, interestingly enough, there's a word at the end of Megillah. Anyone have Megillah here? Megillah, got plummet out. Okay, I'm sure there's a Megillah around yourself. The Gemara, it's fine. The Gemara in Megillah, says that when it comes to a person doing, a person wants to learn Torah, he says a person has to be livesume kala. He has to have a sweet voice, right? The word livesume kala is from the word like the summon, right? So it's not 100% clear what livesume, I believe it's Lamed Aleph, So livesume, it's not clear at all that this word means to get intoxicated, okay? Now we'll see that it probably is what it means, but just to be aware of the fact that there may be, okay, we haven't even began to touch about any of the words in this phrase. All the words in this phrase are completely vague. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I told you, a person's chayav to eat matzah until he doesn't know the difference between paro and moshe. Like, what kind of shear is that? Usually when I give you a shear for a halach, I tell you, eat a kazayas of matzah. You know, eat a kazayas to chayav and benching, right? Halach things are very, very specific. They're very laid out. Here it's like, adeloyot. What does that mean? Like the Gemara was writing a Purim Torah. The Gemara was writing a Purim Torah. The Gemara was literally being vague. Now, yeah, exactly. Pericle Bama Basser. Okay, good. Now, the Gemara then quotes a story. Everyone knows the story, right? Rabba invites Rav Zeira over for a Purim Suda, and they both get drunk, and Rabba kills Rav Zeira. Then Rabba sobers up, and he brings Rav Zeira back to life, because that's what you do on Purim. And then he davens, and he says, next year, come back for the Suda, and he says, right? Miracles don't happen every year. No,
come
thank you.
Tonight,
I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat at home this year and show my son. Well, okay. So there are a lot of kashas in this Gemara. We're going to hopefully address all of them. Yes.
Huge Gemara that he was talking about forever and ever.
There you go. So, we have a lot of kashas in this Gemara. We're going to hopefully address them one by one. First, we have a Gemara at the very end of the Masechta Shabbos, that Kuf Nun Vav. The Gemara in Shabbos says the following. The Gemara is talking about people born under different constellations, different planets. For example, the Gemara says, Haiman Divin Ma'adin, a person born under planet Mars, meaning to say, the planet Mars is in the sky when a person is born, that person has a tendency to spill blood. Now, that can express itself in one of the four ways.
Yeah.
One of the four ways in which you can spill blood.
You could kill people.
You could be a murderer.
You could be a shochet. You could be a Priscilla guy.
A Moel. Or a bloodletter. Not a bloodletter, right? Those are the four ways in which...
What's the last one?
A bloodletter. A guy who lets blood. That's one of the four ways in which your taiva for blood can express itself. Comes Rabbah in the Gemara Shabbos, Kufin and Vav, and says, I'm a Rabbah. Ana b'madim Abba. He says, what are you talking about? I was born under planet Mars, and I never killed anyone. To which Abaye responds, no! Mar Navi is Pekadil. You're a murderer. That's the whole Gemara Shabbos.
Wait, didn't Rabbah just kill Rabbah?
Says the Chasim Sofer, both in his Kiddushim and Shabbos, Kufin and Vav, and in his Shuvah in Orachayim, Chelak Aleph, Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Chasim says, Abaye was referring back to Megillat Al Zayin when Rabbah killed Rav Zeira. He says, you, Rabbah, are a murderer. Now maybe Rabbah forgot because he was drunk. I don't know. Maybe he forgot to kill Rav Zeira. What? That's a different question. Murray and Shabbos, I didn't really talk to us about that. That's a different issue. We don't have time to talk about that right now. He and Mazel Yisrael, that's a very interesting question.
Except
what? Again, Eitan's question was, the Gemara says, E Mazel Yisrael, that we're not bound to horoscopes and zodiac symbols. We do not have time to discuss that right now because it's not relevant to this sugya. Maybe a different time if you talk about that. Okay. Now, in terms of the technical chiyuv, before we get into any other questions, what is the chiyuv? Assuming that there is a chiyuv, what is the chiyuv of drinking a purim? According to Rashi, what does Rashi say? The besume,
the drink,
the shtaker, biyayin, dafka with wine. According to Rashi, if I get drunk on beer, on vodka, not yotze. Other Rishonim disagree about it, but according to Rashi, you have to drink wine. What does Ad lo yada v'nar ha l'orach work I mean.
Well, wait, first of all, Rashi is a biased view because
he made what?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So like,
let's not project Rashi Shita to his profession. That's what the academics think. Now we okay. Rashi made one. So he thinks the Rashi is going to promote his own wife. That's probably not true. Okay. Rav Papa made beer, by the way. Because Gemara Bava Masiyah points out. Now,
Rav Papa made beer?
Yeah, he was a beer brewer.
Rav Papa, hold that you can.
What? I like it when you call me bigger. Yeah, he made beer. Okay, Tosfos on this Gemara quotes from the Yerushalmi. Very unclear what Tosfos is trying to do here. Okay, the Gemara says what? Guys, what's the shir in the Gemara? Ad lo yada, bein arur haman, bein arur haman, leparach Mordechai, right? Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, a further extension of his din.
Am I bleeding anywhere?
Yes.
You probably have like sweet chili on your heart. I don't know. So Tosfos, guys. Yeah, you're fine. Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, an extension of this application. Again, the Gemara said what? That Adulayim have been Arur Haman of Baruch Mordechai. So says Tosfos, I'll tell you another thing. Arura Zeresh, Rucha Esther, Arurim Kol Arishayim, Ruchim Kol Ayehudim. What does that mean? Zeresh should be cursed, Esther should be blessed, all the Rishayim should be cursed, all the Jews should be blessed. What on earth is Tosfos trying to do here? What was Tosfos adding here? The Gemara gave us a very unclear, very vague shear. So why is Tosfos making this shear even more vague and more unclear? Right? If I told you the shear for Kedrick Apurim is, I don't know you other than Arhal Bar Mordechai, like, okay, I'm trying to figure that out. And so it's like, no, there's more. Arura Zeresh, Rucha Esther, like, what is Tosfos trying to add here? He's just adding more names to the Purim stories. We know, like, Zeresh was Haman's wife and she was a bad person. Like, what is Tosfos trying to do? So, we'll hopefully try to get back to that question a little bit later. Quran, guys, Hatal page 88. Quran quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is my favorite sheet in this whole sugya, because it rejects the whole sugya. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, we have a din. Rava says, I have to get drunk on Purim. Comes Rava and kills Rav Zera. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, we put two and two together. Rava killing Rav Zera is a pircha. It's a refutation to the previous din. It's as if the Gemara says, Misvei and Tiyut. This din doesn't apply. The Gemara thought there was a din to get drunk on Purim. Comes Rava, kills Rav Zera. The din gets knocked out of the park.
And just so we got stopped right here, right now.
There's no more din to drink on Purim. That's the din Rabbeinu Ephraim, thought by the Rav. Oh, Shema. That is what Rabbeinu Ephraim writes. Now, by the way, you should know, before we get into the halakha of this, which we probably will get to today, we'll see. There are different ways to read this Gemara in Megillah. It's not at all clear that Rava actually killed Rav Zera. The Meiri and the Marsha both have different ways of reading this Gemara, where they reinterpret the word shachte. So shachte on the surface sounds like Rava killed Rav Zera. There are different pshatim. Maybe sachte, he squeezed his neck. Maybe it means that he forced wine down his throat to the point that it looked like he killed him. There are all sorts of interesting ways to read. What? Like, he killed him. He owned him. I don't think they're having a rabbi.
Or he was a Kohen and ruled in
the Torah. Let's try to stick to somewhat of the side of the story.
Or he wasn't.
Okay, so those are two possible alternate ways to read that.
He made him blind.
Maybe. Okay. Says the Sfas Emes. Guys, take a look at the Sfas Emes, the bottom page here. By the way, for those who don't know much about the Sfas Emes, which I imagine is most of you, the Sfas Emes, aside from writing his Perish on Chumash, which is well known in the Hasidic circles, the Sfas Emes also appears on Shas, primarily on Seder Moed and Kutchin. Okay? So if you're ever stuck in a Gemara Moed and Kutchin, the Sfas Emes is always a good place to look. The Sfas Emes writes a crazy finish over here on this Gemara. Look at it inside the bottom page 88. Mechai finished the Mesubik before I add the Loyal. Says the Sfas Emes, near the Farish. The Ina Kavana Shemukhuyev Heshtaka Kokarach Achibo Yom. It doesn't mean I have to get that drunk to the point that I don't know the difference between Arhan and Barbara. What does the Gemara mean? Ella, the Chol Hayom Mechuyev Lasok the Mishteh. Says the Sfas Emes, I have to be Osik in my Suda of Purim the entire day. Adelo Yada Adayin Hachiyu Olai. Says the Sfas Emes, if I'm not at that point yet, I have to keep on drinking. I have to keep on eating. I have to keep on having my Suda. Sasana says, as long as I'm osik in my mishta the entire day, I'm yotze. I'm not getting drunk. In fact, once I'm drunk, I'm already yotze mechiyah. I don't have to keep on drinking. It just means that I have to be osik in the mishdeh the entire day, and then I'm doing some mitzvah. The minute I get drunk, so then I'm already done. Now, by the way, the Torah quotes this straight up. The Torah quotes the Gemara. He says, you have to get drunk. Absolutely, absolutely. Comes the Beis Yosef. Also my favorite marker in the Sugya. It also refutes the whole Sugya. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Orchos Chaya. Look at this amazing Orchos Chaya. Look at what he says. Chaya finished the Sugya in Puraya. Moshe Yishtaker. Orchos Chaya says, are you crazy? You think this Gemara means I have to get drunk on Purim? Are you out of your mind? Shashichrus Isser Gomer. Getting drunk is completely usher. The Eilacha Avira Gedola Mizo. There is no bigger Avira in the world than getting drunk. Why? Shehu Gorim Legili Arayos Ushpichos Damim Bechama Avira Zulasa. There's no way the Gemara meant to get drunk. Getting drunk is the worst issue out there. What did the Gemara mean? Ach Sheyishte Yoser Miludo Mahad. Drink a little bit more than you usually do. This is codified by the Ramah, by the way, the Ramah racist. Now, the problem is, by the way, the author of the Beis Yosef, who happens to be Rav Yosef Cairo, in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Gemara straight up, without any qualification. In the Beis Yosef, he quotes this Orach Chaim, very, very stark Orach Chaim. It says, it's absolutely us who get drunk on Purim, drink a little bit more than you're accustomed to. Now, getting back to the question about how to quantify what it means, Aron Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah's parish on the tour. The Darkei Moshe quotes the following, a fascinating idea. So the first he quotes the famous idea that everyone's heard before, that Aron Haman and Baruch Mordechai are the same gematria. Right? So once you mix up, and you can't figure out the cheshbon of Aron Baruch Mordechai, then you're Yotzei. That's the famous pshat. But then he quotes another pshat. He says that, if you look toward the end of Darkei Moshe, he quotes from the Sefer Haman Hagen. Guys, he quotes from the Sefer Haman Hagen, that there used to be a peel. It used to be a poem that they would sing on Purim, and the refrain of the stanzas of the poem was Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So when a person got drunk enough that he mixed up the refrains and he forgot which refrain was which, he was Yotzei Yeshiva drinking on Purim. That's the Ramah gives. It's a little bit more a down-to-earth cheer. Now, it's not a quantifiable cheer like a kezias or a kibitza, because it's very subjective, obviously. But at least now, you have a little bit of a frame of reference. If you get drunk enough to the point that you mix up, this is the Ramah and Darkei Moshe quoting from the Sefer Haman Hagen. The Ramah. When you reach that level, you reach that point where you mix up the refrains of the song, you are Yotzei Yor Chil. Now, good? The Bach, guys, look at Haman 89. The Bach writes like this. The Bach writes that you have to get totally smashed. When you drink a Purim, you have to be smashed out of your mind. Now, he says, you read the Gemara Kipshuta. It's Sarek Sheyish Taker Harbe, Adelu Yoda Klal, Machiluk Yish Ben Aram Lebaruch Mordechai. Shezeh Higia Karov, Lishichruso Shalot. Right, what's Shichruso Shalot? To the point? Correct. Low to the point where he had literally had no idea, or perhaps had no idea, that he was having relations with his daughters. That's how drunk you have to be. That's a really high madriga of being drunk. Now, says the Bach. The Eil Smoke. Don't wonder how on earth is this. He says, what do you mean? How is this even a thing? How am I allowed to get drunk? Didn't Rabba kill Rav Zera? Isn't getting drunk the worst this or ever? Didn't the Orchos Chaim say that? And he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says, yeah, the whole Gemara is Docha. The whole Gemara didn't really mean it because of the story of Rabba killing Rav Zera. And the Balamor and the Rod say that also. And he says, actually, the story is written there. But he ends up saying that Sarek Lishtos Harbi Mili Mudo, he says, you have to drink a lot more than what you're accustomed to drinking, because he says that, and he says that you have to, because that's part of the Chil. And he says that it's only the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akeh. The Bach says, the Bach doesn't accept the refutation of Rabbeinu Ephraim. He thinks that there's a mitzvah to drink, albeit he agrees that if you don't drink to that point, it's not ma'akeh b'di'evet. You still Yotzei Yechiv b'di'evet if you don't drink. Yeah, you know. So you're asking the kashya about people who are not of the legal age of drinking. Okay, so we're probably not going to get there today. We'll talk about that hopefully tomorrow. We'll finish the sugya, okay? Now, if you just look at the Shulchan Aruch, by the way,
actually dangerous to get drunk.
Again, when we finish the sugya, hopefully tomorrow, we'll deal with all the technical and halakha aspects of the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned before, quotes the Gemara straight up. The Ramah, as we also pointed out, just says you have to drink a little bit more than you're accustomed to. And he quotes the famous Mishnah in the Menachos, Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamid, Vachi, Akavin, Libel, Shemayim, right? It doesn't really matter how much you drink. Hopefully, it just matters that you have, you're doing it for the right reasons. Okay. Now, that's the basic part over here. Basically, all of the first here are going back and forth about whether that refutation of Rabbeinu Refaya is a valid refutation or not. And the fact that the Gemara has a story of Rabbi Kilden of Zira seems to indicate that the whole din is not Shumei Ikar. Now, just by the way, interesting, in page 90, because we're in the 3 weeks, just an interesting Ha'ara, Shari Chuba, on top of page 90, just points out we know that there's a din, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the end of the third paragraph of Baba Basra, the famous din, that whenever a person has a Suda, they have to have Zekar Lechorim. We know this din, the famous din, when you build a house. When you build a house, you have to leave an Amma Alama blank. Right, Zekar Lechorba. The Gemara says, technically speaking, when you have a Suda, you're supposed to leave one dish off the table. We don't do that Basman Azeb because you can't really tell. We put out so much food on the table anyway, you wouldn't know there's a dish off the table. But technically, you're supposed to leave one dish off the table. Shari Chuba says that on Purim, you're not mechayev doing that. Why? Because there's a din of Chayev L'Shumei Ad L'Yada. That din overrides the Zekar Lechorba aspect that normally applies to regular meals. Okay. By the way, what about if a person is sick? Assuming he's a chiyuv to drink on Purim. The person is sick, is he chiyuv to drink on Purim? Assuming that he's not like deathly ill. So the Shari Chuba quotes from a Yerushalmi here that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, he was sick, and he could only handle drinking wine from Pesach to Pesach. The obvious implication was that he didn't drink wine on Purim because it was harmful for his health. So the Shari Chuba says if a person is not really able to drink wine, then he's allergic to wine, whatever it is, he's crazy. He can't handle wine. They says he's not going to be chiyuv to drink here either. Okay. By the way, why is there a chiyuv to get drunk on Purim? Why is there a chiyuv to get drunk on Purim? Think about the Purim story. What? Think about the Purim story.
The Purim story is like everything gets mixed up. Let's and like nothing makes any sense. Although there's like a lot of drinking in the Purim story.
There is a lot of drinking in the Purim story. That's true. Yeah.
Like, there's like a lot of drinking. Not just like there's like the whole party scene. By the way, it's really funny if you actually watch those little kid movies of the Purim story.
Yeah.
Like even though the like cartoon, there's like a lot of drinking.
Yes.
It's really funny.
The barrel, guys, the barrel on the coast of the Chaya, done.
The barrel, the Megillah is not a PG industry.
Guys, the barrel of the Chai Adam, that the reason why we drink on Purim is because, as Aaron pointed out, a lot of the miracles of Purim happen through one. Now, by the way, the Mishabura and the barrel of the same person, in his both of his Perushim point out that if a person will come to either not bench, not wash heels and dayan, not daven mariv, or not do any other halakha that applies, he's not allowed to get drunk. Because those mitzvos, he says you have to be exceptionally careful to make sure. Correct. He says you have to be exceptionally careful to make sure that you don't drink in a way that you're going to be mevatel other mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah Berurah Ber Halacha writes. Now, what's the Rambam's famous shita about drinking a Purim? Anyone know? Well-known shita of the Rambam?
Don't do it. That's smash.
Nope. Well, there's the only two options, aren't there? The Rambam says, "Veshose yayin achi yishtakir v'yiradim v'shichras." Now, that does not mean like the Rambam says, drink and go to sleep. It means drink so much that you pass out from drinking. That's what the Rambam says. It's worse. The Rambam is the most extreme in the other direction. The Rambam says you're supposed to drink wine to the point that you literally pass out because you're so drunk. That is the shita of the Rambam. And I know we're all very big Rambam mixed here.
Now, Rambam.
Can we really follow? What? No, we cannot. Now, before we get to the halakha l'maaseh part of the sugya, which we're definitely not today because we're almost out of time, We're gonna start a little bit with the Machshava part of the sugya. We'll just introduce one Nakuda right now, and then we'll pick up tomorrow. The Kedushas Levi. Who is the Kedushas Levi?
The Reskara.
Rav Levi Yitzchak Mivar Ditcha. Very good.
That's my next guess.
Ask the question. The question that we've been asking this entire day.
Reskara was a
which lady. Is, what the heck? Why is it mutter to drink up for it? I don't understand. Drinking on Purim is the most degrading, disgusting thing that a person could possibly do. Now, so he says, what shot? What's going on? So he says, similar to what we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, that since Haman's intention was that what everything that Haman did ended up backfiring and being good for Klal Yisrael, and Haman built his gallows and getting hanged on the gallows, and Achashverosh and the killing of Vashret, everything basically backfired. So he says that basically, What drinking wine does, it takes your machshava and flips everything upside down, which is the entire sort of an half of it, right? You take for him, then everything is flipped on its head. When you drink wine, when you get drunk, everything is flipped on its head, right? So he says that part of the yisod of drinking is to establish that idea of flipping everything. He says when a person gets drunk, they don't have das. Everything you do is without proper das. He says that's what it means. You have to drink to the point that you lose your das. That there's no distinction in your mind between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordecai, meaning whether you want to do good or bad to yourself. Everything is good, right? This is a famous part of the Gemara, and the Brachah says that the Kishem Shem Mevarech Ala Tova, Kach Mevarech Ala Ra. One second. The Mishnah says that the same way you have to bless a Kodesh Baruch for the good that he does, you have to bless him for the bad. So the Kedushas Levi says the pshat in getting drunk is that you have to see everything from a positive light and look at everything that Hashem does for you as if it's good. One second.